Zakta Elga Mishnah Vaita Masechtas Terumais Perig Yud Mishnah Dalet. Tanner, we have an oven. Shasika that was heated up b'chamoin, with chamoin. What's chamoin? It's a spice called cumin. It's still around today. People use it. In this particular case, the chamoin was truma. So we used a truma spice, this cumin spice, as fuel for the fire. And with this oven that was fueled by the cumin, we baked bread. The bread was chulin. Question is a chulin now? So the Mishnah pas muteris. The bread is mutter even for someone who's not a kohen. Why? Because the nature of this case is going to be that you may have the aroma of cumin in the bread, but not the taste. And she'ein tam kamein, el reich kamein. You only have in this bread the smell, the geschmack, the reich of the cumin, but not the actual tam. Your nose will feel it, not your tongue. Because none of the cumin actually goes into the bread. Just the aroma goes into the bread. So here we have a stam mishnah that paskins reicha lav milsa, the reich itself doesn't ask for something. This is a huge sugya in the sechtes psachim and in avodah zarah, but we're just learning this mishnah. When you learn those sugyas, you'll see that this mishnah is quoted.